Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. April 16th. I came to Al-Anon in so much pain that I quickly opened my arms and my heart to whatever the program and its members were willing to show me. What I discovered is that what I go through in life is not as important as how I interpret the experience. In other words, I have a choice about my attitude. For instance, I always expected my happiness to come through others, especially my alcoholic parents. I spent most of my life waiting for them to show their love and approval in a way I could understand. They didn't, and I felt deprived and unlovable as a result. Al-Anon has helped me to interpret my situation differently. Through working the steps, I have learned that I am lovable, regardless of what a parent or anyone else thinks. I can either feel sorry for what I have missed, or I can appreciate the chance to learn to love and appreciate myself. I do some of both, but today I know I have a choice. Today's reminder. It's time to stop waiting for others to take care of me. The only person who can love me the way I want to be loved is me. Gradually, I accepted the fact that my if-only wishes were not about to come true, but I also learned that I could be happy even if they didn't. Al-Anon Faces Alcoholism, from the book Courage to Change, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.